Welcome to the eMeetingPlace.com podcast. This is Nathan Crutchfield, your guest host here at eMeetingPlace.com. This podcast will be on 60 days to an effective safety program. It is to provide you with a series of ideas, examples, thoughts, and experiences regarding the establishing of an effective safety program at your organization. We're assuming you've got the basics down on what safety is all about. While the main event is that safety program, we feel that a number of other issues and areas must be considered in order to truly be effective. Today we begin day one, finding your desk, setting up your office, and finding your way around. This may sound obvious, but the first day is pretty critical. Whether new to the company or you were simply moved down the hallway, there's much to do. Congratulations, your first day will be extremely busy. You may have to start repairing damage done by your predecessor, or if you didn't have one, start immediately doing a wide range of tasks that you were hired to do. You may have come behind a more successful individual or a truly successful individual. That may make it harder because you have got to move the program ahead in a very professional manner. Being the new guy on the block, you've got to be very careful about being caught up in an activity trap. You're new and you want to make a quick and solid impression, showing that you've got what it takes to get the job done. That's no problem, except that you may miss a few things that are critical. For starters, you need to be thinking process. What can I do to establish a safety culture process that gets the mission done, not just task? We tend to think activity equals effectiveness. Not so, says George Leonard, whose great classic called Mastery is a book that you will want to get a copy of and read immediately. As you move through the various areas and meet people, you will be, whether you like it or not, judged by how you dress, act, talk, and respond. You have begun to set the image of how people perceive you and interact with you. This day will set much of the tone for the rest of your time with this organization. In the military, this is called having a command presence. As soon as possible, visit or revisit with your direct manager. It is essential to reconfirm and define your mission and current objectives that are considered important to management. You can confirm your job duties, responsibilities, and authority. Are they the same as you expected? Some organizations may give you lead time to get started. Others expect you to hit the ground running. I have a friend who got called out of his human resources new hire orientation to give a brief overview to a client on how he could help them. He did a great job. Be prepared for the possibility that you may be really into the action on the very first day. Get acquainted with the office administrative staff. Who does what and for whom? These people know how things work, who works, and who has the real authority. Never demean the administrative people. Also, if you've inherited a staff, give time to hear them out about what they've been doing, what things have been working or not working. Don't immediately start condemning the past. You'll have time for that later. What you were told in the interview and what is reality and is now happening may be two different stories. If you don't already know, cautiously find out what happened to the last safety manager. This will give you some indicator as to what you might expect if management has remained the same. Begin to gather the real history of your position and the safety program. What you were told and again what the inside story is may be totally different. If you don't know, find out any past program failures and their successes. As to basic logistics, such as computers and software, check on the electronic filing systems, backups. What do you have available to you with regards to electronic systems? Then check on classes to get yourself up to speed on programs used by the organization. You should already know Microsoft Office or its equivalent at a bare minimum. This is literacy in this day and age. Internet access? What are the rules? You will need to do a lot of ongoing research if the program is being restarted, so make sure no issues are there with regards to access to the Internet. Check on existing online services that might be already in use. Also check and see whether or not webinar capability is there, because you may need to do this, especially if you're in a geographic spread of locations. And very importantly, begin to observe the business attire at your organization. Show up on time and looking professional and well-groomed. Don't look like you've just got gotten up and taken your clothes right out of the laundry bag. You're part of management in leadership and need to sell ideas to both management and employees. Leave the fraternity house, high school, and beach house, whatever, behind. The first image people have of you will stay with you. Having shown up for meetings and found to my horror that my pen had leaked well across my shirt, I can assure you that it will get mentioned later on many times at other meetings. For the first day, be on time, be professional, be prepared to immediately do what you were hired to do in a friendly, courteous, organized, ready-to-help manner. This is Nathan Crutchfield of Crutchfield Consulting, LLC, for E-Meeting Place Podcast.